Inspired by BBC Radio 4's play A Shoebox of Snow, I'm collecting the memories that people attach to the special objects that they own. And today I'm talking to...
Stephen Betts.
And how old are you, Stephen?
I am 38.
And could you please tell me what your object is?
My object is a small plastic file filled with tiny bits of melted glass.
And could you please tell me what is the memory that is attached to this unusual object?
So it's kind of a memory of a year before university, between school and university, when I worked for a food laboratory, which is owned by one of the large food conglomerations in the UK, which did bread and Rye Vita and stuff, and tea, Twinings tea, lots of things. And part of my day job was to investigate the customer complaints that got sent in, and you'd get quite a few, not necessarily every day, but quite a few things of people sending in bits of glass that they say they'd found in bread or biscuits or bag of flour or something like that. Now, almost certainly, the glass would have been chipped off a glass plate, or, you know, the factories where those things are made were very, very careful about glass particularly. Generally it tends to be of domestic origin, as I think was the phrase we used. But part of the thing I had to do was test it and see what it was. And so, you know, we'd do some tests to see what type of glass it might be. One thing I would sometimes do would be to heat up the piece of glass in a Bunsen burner. And if it burnt, then it would mean it was plastic or not glass. But if it melted, then it was glass. And that was a quick and easy test, which is for some stuff. What I ended up with after going through, putting the piece of glass through the Bunsen burner, was this kind of weird, tiny little piece of rounded glass, which would often form like really quite beautiful shapes, and had gone from being something which was sharp and could injure someone into something which was kind of round and benign and cool looking. So they'd all be about sort of, I don't know, 3 by 4 by 3 millimeters, kind of quite small little fragments. And I just started collecting them in a little plastic file, and over the course of a year, that little file filled up, and I've always kept it, and it reminds me of that period of my life.
Excellent. So Stephen, if you absolutely had to sell that small vial of chipped glass, how much do you think you would sell it for?
Wow. The thing is, it is clearly utterly worthless, you know, I could imagine it ending up in a junk shop and someone paying like £3 or £4 for the weird novelty value of it. But if I had to sell it, I don't know. I know I've got fond memories of it, but I don't put much value against it. I don't, you know, it's not, I think I've got a lot of other things I'd sell for more. I think I'd probably let it go for £25.
Okay. And do you think people might, if it was on eBay, for example, bid higher on it if they knew where it had come from and the story that you've attached to it?
No.
Okay, thank you for your time, Stephen.